Log Talk Radio.
Matty B, Matt Boland, and I just want to double check if my microphone is on. It should be on, but I want to double check it real quick. Looks like it's on, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, let's just boost the audio a little bit. All right, so I hope everybody can hear me out there. Yeah, I hope everybody can hear me, but anyway, this is Totally Wrestling with your host with the most, Matty B, Matt Boland, and it is August 20th, 2016. Got a lot to talk about tonight. Hey, happy SummerSlam weekend. I'm pretty pumped up for it. The biggest party of the summer kicks off tomorrow night from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. And the actual main card will kick off at 7 p.m. Eastern. Got a pre-show coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. All coming to you from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. You can catch the pre-show on the WWE Network, which I now have, and it's pretty cool. Anyways, a big card, a major big card for SummerSlam tomorrow. 10 matches are on the main card, plus a couple of dark matches for the pre-show. And so we'll run that down in a few minutes after we go over some of the headlines. We've got 42 minutes for our show tonight, including the three I just used. So definitely, if you want to call up and talk about anything going on in the world of professional wrestling, the call-in number is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. And I'm hoping you're having a good weekend so far. This is a Saturday edition of the show. Haven't done it in about a month, but I think I'm going to get back to doing it regularly. And so here's the big news in the headlines from the world of professional wrestling.
Let me talk to you.
Big things going on. Jon Stewart apparently is going to return to SummerSlam tomorrow night as the special guest host. You know, last year he was also at SummerSlam, and he helped... I think it was, I'm not sure exactly who beat him, but John Cena was defeated with a little help from Jon Stewart, who said he didn't want to tie Ric Flair's record of 16 world championships, 16 world titles. So, other things going on. Joey Styles, the great Joey Styles from ECW days, has been released by WWE. I think the rumor was he said something he shouldn't have, but he's been released, and a great run for him in the world of professional wrestling. Not sure if he's done or not, but apparently he's calling some independent event tonight. Evolve is the name of the company. Evolve Wrestling. Little independent event going on this weekend. Also, a couple of big suspensions in WWE, starting off with Eva Marie, the red-haired girl there, all red everything, for a wellness policy violation. The rumor is she was taking Adderall or something, and that's against the wellness policy, so she's been suspended 30 days. And also Paige and Alberto Del Rio. I do not have the specifics on their suspension. but they have also been suspended, assumedly for violations of the wellness policy. A possible storyline from TNA to mention, James Storm says he's done, but that's possibly, at least, going to be a storyline. I think it will be. And that's what it looks like right now. And speaking of beer money, speaking of the guys in beer money, James Storm and Bobby Roode, Bobby Roode is going to make his NXT in-ring debut tonight at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2 in Brooklyn. That will be tonight. He's scheduled to face somebody, Andre Steen Almas. I don't know, that's a pretty strange name, but I don't know how he got that name. Anyway, he's going to make, Bobby Roode going to make his NXT debut tonight in the ring, and as his theme song here says, I think that's going to be pretty glorious. Bit of Bobby Roode's new NXT theme song there. It's growing on me. When I first heard it, I thought, it wasn't the best in the world, the best theme song in the world, and I thought, in fact, they should have remixed the Off the Chain theme that he had in TNA, but they got this one going, and it's actually growing on me a little bit. But that's his theme song. Other news coming up from WWE, we have some big news. Brock Lesnar is apparently catching some backstage heat again for his unscripted comments to Heath Slater on Raw on Monday night. Heath Slater, as you know, is doing this gimmick about, well, he's a free agent. He didn't get drafted to either brand, so he's a free agent, and he's competing for a contract on one of the brands, on either Raw or SmackDown. And on Raw on Monday night, he had a match for a contract against Brock Lesnar. Yeah, good luck, Heath. Got his butt kicked, but he interrupts Brock Lesnar's promo with Paul Heyman as Heyman's introducing him. And he was pretty much like, I need this because I have kids to feed. And so Lesnar invites him into the ring, trying to talk all like, oh, I understand about your kids. And when he gets into the ring, of course, it's all like, Brock gets into tough guy mode and says, I don't give a about your kids. I don't care about your kids. But he's catching a little bit of heat backstage for that comment, but not the first time and probably not the last that's going to happen. And did you see... Oh, one more story from the WWE headlines here. Goldberg might be coming back. Rumors are flying lately of a possible match with the aforementioned Brock Lesnar. So, that's going to be interesting if that happens. Just shut up and take my money.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
Anyways, I wonder if you saw... if you were watching TNA, not last Wednesday night, but the Wednesday before, well, the guy that was playing Damien Sandow in WWE made a big, big debut on Impact not last Wednesday night, but the Wednesday before, going by the name Aaron Rex. I think his real name is Aaron Haddad or something. But Aaron Rex making a big debut in TNA. And he is the first of the recently released WWE free agents to have signed with TNA. And I'm wondering if there might be some more after this. And who might be next? You know who I'd like to see? Probably far and away above any others besides Aaron Rex, because I really like him. I thought he was disrespected in WWE. But I'd like to see Cody Rhodes do something in TNA. So I wonder if he's going to sign. He's doing indie wrestling right now. It's possible, I guess. I don't know if they're talking to him or what, but he's another one of the free agents from WWE, along with Stu Bennett, the former Wade Barrett, of course, and then you got Ryback Ryan Reeves. But I wanted to play a little bit of his big introductory promo that Aaron Rex did on Impact, and that was the August 10th edition of TNA Impact. Take a listen to this. It's about 3 minutes long, but I would say pretty much I agree with this. Pretty cool stuff. So take a listen.
Impact Wrestling Management has done what a few people were too scared to do. Give me a microphone on live TV. Years, me having this philosophy, some people have labeled me too entertaining to receive opportunities to compete for world titles. Oh, come on, let it out! But remember this. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. No matter what any majority shareholder, CEO, or authority figure may want you to believe, anyone who has ever set foot in any ring has always worked directly for all of you. So, Impact. Here we are. Let's talk about opportunity. Now, there are some that are preordained to receive opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And in the process, not only is your intelligence insulted, but your opinions are thrown out the window. There are others that on an even playing field seize opportunity. And right here in Impact Wrestling, right here in TNA, this is the proving ground where a talent can pass or fail, succeed or not succeed, based on talent alone. And do we really need proof? I'll give you proof. EC3, Drew Galloway, Bobby Lashley. I mean, there's even a guy called Brother Nero that I hear everyone talking about, but I haven't met him. But he sounds pretty good. You get my point. But mark my words. My way is simply proving it here. And my way is not only going to change the landscape, but is going to change the very template of our industry. And for those of you that know me personally, you know I'm telling the truth. I've been called many names over the years. I'm going to keep it real with you guys. My name is Aaron. And as of right now, as of this second, Aaron Rex's new home is Impact Wrestling.
That's Aaron Rex, the former Damian Sandow in WWE. He's dropped the whole Damien Sandow thing. And he was talking about his debut in TNA. And, of course, he says the two words that you can't say in WWE, professional wrestling. And I do agree with him. I agree with him on a good amount, in fact, that WWE, just a quick opinion on them, a quick rant. Their big thing is sometimes, well, they disrespect some of the talent. And unless you're over with Triple H and Vince McMahon and the boys in the back, unless you get along with Triple H and Vince McMahon, you're not going to get a shot at a world title or a big push, no matter how good you are. No matter if you're like a Rowdy Roddy Piper. He never really got a shot at a world title in WWE. Maybe the most talented guy never to win a world championship. I don't know. You could also include Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, in that. But the guys that aren't over with Triple H and Vince McMahon, they don't usually get opportunities in the big push. It's the established talent, like the John Cena's of the world, that get the opportunities all the time. Opportunity after opportunity, to quote Aaron Rex. And I'd like to see that change a little bit. You know, CM Punk told the truth when he did his promo, when he did his pipe bomb, that it's all pretty much about what the system wants. Matt Hardy has said that. And, well, now you hear Aaron Rex making that point. And so, that's his debut. His big debut promo in TNA. Coming up, we will talk now about the card for SummerSlam. Tomorrow night from the Barclays Center. Like I said, it's a huge card. 10 matches on the main card, including a match for the newly formed WWE Universal Championship, which is now the top title on Raw. And the WWE World Championship, now not called the World Heavyweight Championship anymore, just the World Championship, will also be on the line. But here's the card for tomorrow night, WWE SummerSlam. And do feel free to call in and give me your opinions or give me your wrestling news. Talk a little bit about what's going on. 646-668-8944 is the number to call. 646-668-8944. Got a couple of friends online right now. Charles from Iowa. I'm not sure if he's listening, but not sure who's listening tonight. We got Rocky from the from wherever, I don't know. Rusty is on the old Facebook chat, and so am I, Matt Boland. But anyway, let's get into the SummerSlam card. The first advertised match will be on the pre-show. It'll be Cesaro versus the Big Irishman, the Celtic Warrior Sheamus. The first in a best of seven series. The Wrestling of Best of Seven series. We'll see who comes out the victor in that one. Then you have Sami Zayn and Neville versus the Dudley Boys, Bubba Ray and D-Von in a tag team match. Also on the pre-show, which starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Eastern, going up until about 7 p.m. Eastern, when the main card will start on WWE Network and your local pay-per-view provider. But anyway, the third dark match, the third pre-show match, is going to be American Alpha, Jason Jordan and Chad Gable from NXT, along with the Hype Bros, the Hype Brothers, Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley, and the Usos, Jimmy and Jay Uso, versus a team of Breezango, that's Fandango and Tyler Breeze, The Ascension, Connor and Victor, and the Bald Villains, Aiden English and Simon Gotch, in a 12-man tag team match. Then we get into the main card. The tag team match should be interesting. I want to check it out. Then we get into the main card. Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman, the Beast Incarnate, will take on the master of the RKO, the Viper, Randy Orton, who says, I can hit that RKO from anywhere, out of nowhere. But my prediction for that match, Lesnar's a little pissed off lately. So I think he's going to win that match just because of the pissed off attitude he has. We'll see what happens, but next up would be, I think, John Cena versus AJ Styles in another singles match. They'll get together again and see who the better man is. No club this time, no Bullet Club involved in the match, because they've got a tag team match later in the night. And Rusev with Lana will be taking on Roman Reigns, the Roman Empire, so to speak, the big dog. And Rusev's United States Championship will be on the line. Got about 22 minutes left in the show here. Might go a little short tonight. Schedule's been it for 45 minutes, but we'll see what happens. Later matches, you have a women's match for the WWE Women's Championship held by Sasha Banks. And the boss, Sasha Banks, will take on Charlotte for Sasha Banks' WWE Women's Championship. And Charlotte's ally, Dana Brooke, will be barred from ringside. No Dana Brooke tomorrow night. Then you have the aforementioned WWE World Tag Team Championship match between the longtime championship holders, tag team championships, the New Day. They've held it for like a year now, maybe more. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods for the New Day. And the club will be going up against them. I still call them the Bullet Club, but WWE calling them the club. That'll be Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson going up against the New Day for their WWE Tag Team Championships. And I really hope the club wins. I think we need a change in the tag team division. We need a new champion. So I'm hoping that the club wins that match. And my prediction for Cena versus Styles, I think John Cena is going to win this time. He needs a win over Styles, because AJ Styles has been pretty much owning him lately. And I think Cena will win this time, and they'll extend the rivalry, extend the feud into the next pay-per-view. And I said, I think Brock Lesnar will beat Randy Orton. For the women's match, I think Sasha Banks will retain. And I'm hoping that the club beats the New Day. And also, you have a tag team match coming up. Enzo Amore and Big Cass, my two new favorites in the WWE. Now, they've got some style, man. They're cool. And they're going up against a team of Jericho, that's Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens in a tag team match, Also, the Intercontinental Championship will be on the line. It's held by The Miz. He'll battle Apollo Crews in the ring. Apollo Crews from NXT. Of course, Maurice will be there in the corner of The Miz. So, will he retain the Intercontinental Championship? I think he finds a way to do so. The Enzo Amore Big Cass match against Jericho. That's Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens. I don't have a call for that match yet. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen there. And then one more women's match, a 6-women tag team match. Team of Carmella, Becky Lynch, the Irish Last Ticker, and Naomi versus Natalya, Alexa Bliss, and an unnamed partner. It was going to be Eva Marie, but since she's suspended 30 days, it's either going to be somebody else, an unnamed partner, or it'll be a handicap match with only Natalya and Alexa Bliss going up against the three of them. And then, of course, you have your main event. Double main event. First up, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Universal Championship, the inaugural WWE Universal Championship. My pick on that one, Seth Rollins. I don't think Finn Balor's quite set up yet, quite ready maybe, to take the Universal Championship. To take the top title on Raw. But we will see what happens. They're really playing up the Demon King character of Finn Balor. So, we'll see what happens there. And, of course, for the WWE World Championship, held by Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose will seek to retain against the show-off, Dolph Ziggler. And that is the card for SummerSlam tomorrow night. Main card starting at 7 p.m. Eastern from Brooklyn on the WWE Network and pay-per-view. The pre-show starts at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. Eastern. Also, here's my prediction for Ambrose and Ziggler. Could be close. But I'm going to give the edge to Ambrose. I think he's going to beat Ziggler. But we will have to see what happens there, of course. We've got about 17 minutes left in the show. 646-668-8944, the number to call if you want to talk. 646-668-8944. And now we have some results from second round matchups this last Wednesday night in the Cruiserweight Classic, WWE Cruiserweight Classic. One of the Asian guys, I think he's Japanese, Akira Tozawa, defeated Jack Gallagher. Noam Dar from, I think, Great Britain, defeated, get a load of this name, Ho-Ho Loon, or Lon, or whatever. Ho-Ho Loon. Ho-Ho Lon. Makes me want to eat some of those Drake's cakes, or whatever. That was a lame joke, sorry.
Better get a bucket, I'm going to throw up.
Anyway, Noam Dar defeated Ho-Ho Loon. And in another good match, the Brian Kendrick defeating Tony Nese. He moves on to the next round. And so that was Wednesday night on the Cruiserweight Classic, which can be seen on the WWE Network, exclusively on the WWE Network. Let's run down this day in pro wrestling history, and then we're going to do a top 10 list. And tonight, it's WWE's ranking of the top 10 most extreme SummerSlam moments. But we'll start out with this day in pro wrestling history right before that. It was August 20th, 2006, WWE SummerSlam 06, from the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. And the attendance, a good attendance for that event, 16,168 fans in attendance in Boston. And your main event was a WWE Championship match. Edge defeated John Cena to retain the title. And I think it was the next night, if I'm not mistaken, on Raw, that Edge actually threw the John Cena spinner version of the title into Long Island Sound here in Bridgeport, in fact. They were down at Webster Bank Arena, and I think that was the one where he threw the belt into Long Island Sound and presented a newly designed belt. But that was this day in pro wrestling history, WWE SummerSlam 06, from the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts, attendance 16,168. And now, we do have a birthday to announce. It's Terry Polk. She was Tori in WWE, if you remember that, during the Attitude Era, with D-Generation X. She had a thing where she was Kane's boyfriend, and she was X-Pac, describing him as the perfect gentleman, pretty much. But anyway, she was born on this date, August 20th, 1967. So happy birthday to Terry Polk, Tori in WWE. Now, let's get into the top 10. Awaited with bated breath, top 10 for this week. And this week's top 10 list is the top 10 most extreme SummerSlam moments as ranked by WWE. I don't have dates for these events. Maybe somebody can tell me if they call up at 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944, when these things actually happen, because I do not have the dates for them. But we'll start off here. Number 10, Big Show chokeslams Sabu through a table, the ECW star Sabu. I believe that was 2005 or something, when the whole ECW one-night stand thing got started. Of course, WWE butchered the whole idea of ECW. Not one of the greatest moments. That in the XFL, right? Sorry, another lame joke there.
Have you been eating loco weed?
Anyway, Big Show chokeslams Sabu through a table. That was number 10. Number 9, Shane McMahon does the elbow drop, big time elbow drop, on Eric Bischoff on an announce table when they went at it at SummerSlam. Number 8, the Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, slamming Vince McMahon through a chair in the middle of the ring. Number 7, an early match between Mankind and Triple H. At the time, he was known as Hunter Hearst Helmsley. And in that match, Mankind did a big elbow drop on Triple H off the top of the steel cage. Wow. The guy knew no fear of Mankind. No fear at all. Mick Foley, the GM of Raw, in his wrestling days, of course. Number 6 is Edge spearing The Undertaker on top of the announce table. The Spanish announce table there on the side at SummerSlam. Number 5, Randy Orton strikes out of nowhere. RKO's Christian on top of the steel steps. Number 4, Devon of the Dudley Boys pushed a ladder over and during a TLC match, tables, ladders, and chairs, and it just happened to have Matt Hardy on top. Whoa! But Matt Hardy going through the table below. And now we're getting into some big moments. Number 3, the first Elimination Chamber match at SummerSlam. And if you remember it, during this one, Goldberg spearing Chris Jericho right through one of those glass pods. Like a really big spear, really big spear from Goldberg, who could be coming back, as I said. Number 2 is Jeff Hardy and his Swanton Bomb from the top of a ladder on CM Punk through the Spanish Nuns table, as usual. Really gets a lot of action, that Spanish announce table. And number 1, drum roll please, people, which I don't have. But the number 1 most extreme SummerSlam moment, according to WWE, is the one where Shane McMahon actually was climbing the Titantron thing, and he falls from the top of it about, I don't know how far that was. They said 50 feet or something. But that was during a hardcore match with Lethal Weapon, Steve Blackman. He was known as the Lethal Weapon, if you remember him, back in the Attitude Era. And, of course, Blackman, a multi-time hardcore champion. And I think, if they want to, I think he should be a WWE Hall of Famer, because he was really one of the hardcore guys with the kendo stick and everything. Nailed Shane McMahon with a kendo stick, and whoa, he falls from the Titantron thing, climbing up there. Oh my God, they said. Of course. So that's your top 10 SummerSlam most extreme moments as ranked by WWE. And so, I'm probably going to end the show a couple minutes early tonight. And before we do, I just want to say thank you very much, of course, for listening to the show tonight. And this is our first show in about a month, but I'm going to try to make it a regular feature again. And some personal news from me. I'm getting, well, some of you may know that I'm actually putting together a Part 15 FCC-approved low-power AM radio station. That's going to be probably on the air soon. I had a little setback. I was ordering the transmitter, but the company that I ordered it from said, well, this product is not available right now. We're not taking orders for it, so I had to find a new supplier for it. But once I get that transmitter, which will be in a couple weeks, I'd say, because I have to get a refund from the first company I was going to use. Once I get that transmitter and get it all up to speed, Radio Free Connecticut, as I call it, will be on the air at 1650 AM, 1650 kilohertz, in the Bridgeport-Stratford City Line local area. Probably the signal could get out for about maybe 2 miles, if I'm lucky, I'm hoping. Maybe only 1 mile, but we'll see what happens with that. And as I said, it is a Part 15 FCC-approved low-power radio station. And so that will be coming soon, within the next couple of weeks, I hope. And we are going to start doing wrestling shows on that station, along with these wrestling shows, Totally Wrestling, that will continue here on Blog Talk Radio. And also we'll do some music and some historical kind of shows, the political shows. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great. 1650 kilohertz in the local area. But anyway, that about wraps it up for tonight. We were talking a little bit about SummerSlam, the big, big SummerSlam card coming up 7 p.m. tomorrow night from Brooklyn, New York. Order it on WWE Network or pay-per-view. Your main events for the WWE Universal Championship and the WWE World Championship. Who's going to win? Bobby Roode will be making his NXT in-ring debut tonight. Brock Lesnar catching some backstage heat again. And the debut of the former Damian Sandow, Aaron Rex, in TNA. Also, maybe Goldberg coming back to WWE and getting it on with Brock Lesnar. We talked about that. All the news, WWE SummerSlam, the Cruiserweight Classic, this day in pro wrestling history. A shout-out to the former touring WWE. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. And the top 10 most extreme SummerSlam moments. And so, we are done for tonight. We'll be back with you next week. We'll recap what happened at SummerSlam and do more news and opinion from the world of professional wrestling. Until then, this has been Totally Wrestling with your host, Matt Holder, Daddy B.